Phil, non-league day, it's a big day for the National League and National League North, isn't it? And I know Southport are doing a few things today, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a big day. It's an opportunity to try and engage, get more fans here, get people to come and watch non-league games that wouldn't ordinarily with the international break. And you've got to do as much as you can to encourage people to come down and watch non-league football. It's a different perspective. It's a different type of football, and I certainly enjoy it. And we want as many of those floating supporters who maybe are priced out of Premier League football in the local area to come and watch Southport.
And it's more community-based as well than Premier League, for example.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very much community-based. I mean, you know, Southport Football Club and most non-league football clubs are very much the heart of their communities, and need to be more so in this day and age where money is incredibly prevalent at the top of the game, and it's much more difficult to get it down to grassroots level.
Now, talking about Southport, I mean, I don't think it's unfair to say turmoil times at Southport at the moment. No manager, and we'll talk about the board situation in a minute as well. You've had a number of applicants for the vacant manager's job, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had almost 100 applicants over since we advertised the job, yes. From all over the world. Lots from the UK, but we've had applicants from America, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Germany, India, Bulgaria, Argentina, Brazil. It's been very, very interesting, and some huge, huge names in football from recent years. It's been very surprising and very pleasing.
Have you whittled it down to a shortlist?
We have whittled it down to a shortlist, yeah. We've got a shortlist of 6. All of the applicants will be interviewed complete by close of business on Tuesday this week. We'll then narrow it down to a final shortlist of hopefully 2 candidates. They'll go through second interview stage, due diligence, references will be thorough. I would hope to have that process completed by the end of this next coming week. If it takes a little bit longer, then we need to get the job right, so it will take longer.
Will there be money for the new manager to bring in players?
Absolutely. The board of directors are committed to invest in the football club in all areas, including the playing squad. From our perspective, we want to get the right manager and team in board, and we do need to strengthen the squad. That's obvious. I don't think there's a football club in the land in any division that doesn't need to strengthen at any time. Funds will be made available for the right person and for the right players, and if those players are going to improve Southport Football Club and what we do on the pitch, then absolutely, the investment is there and we're ready to go.
What is the situation in terms of boardroom shareholding, etc. at the club?
There's myself, James Treadwell, Adrian Shandley, Ian Kyle, who are all directors and shareholders. Martin O'Hara, who's on the board of directors, non-shareholder. I would hazard, this is a guess, between us, the four of us, we own a majority shareholding in the football club, between the four of us on the board.
And the other shares, presumably, with Pinehurst, or whatever the name is, which is...
It's Pinewise Limited, Pinewise, yeah. There are a number of shareholders in the company. There's lots of supporters who have kindly invested and bought shares in the club over the years. Charlie and Sam both still hold shares, but aren't involved in the football club as it stands, at board level or decision making, but they still hold the shares, which they're more than welcome to do.
And they would have the power of veto or not? They haven't got enough shares to have the power of veto?
No, they don't form part of a majority, and we do have a formal shareholders' board agreement in place between the current board of directors that does veto their shares being used for any voting rights.
What are your hopes, what are your aspirations for Southport? Looking forward to the next 12 months, a 5-year plan, or a 3-year plan?
Absolutely, we have a 5-year plan, and we will be sharing that publicly in the coming weeks once everything's been finalised. The first place to start is on the pitch. It's to get the right management team in place, to strengthen the squad, to get the product on the pitch right, and to get some success on the pitch. We've got significant plans that are at advanced stages in relation to ground improvements. We will be ripping the main stand apart in the close season. We'll be replacing the seats, the roof, the dugout, the changing rooms, the corporate area, the grandstand bar, the boardroom, and that will be all upgraded and brought up to the level that we want it to be at.
And that won't be cheap.
No, it won't be cheap, no, but we've got investment. I'm going to be investing further into the club, as will be other members of the board, and we've got companies that are willing to sponsor us as well to help us along the way with that. We have plans that are going to be submitted in the coming months to deal with the rest of the stadium. We want to take out the Poplar Terrace and put in a 1,300 seat covered stand with corporate facilities for 200 people. We want to take out the away terrace and replace that with a new terrace with a roof on it. And we want to make sure that we've got a stadium that's going to welcome people, and hopefully the people of Southport and surrounding areas will come and support that. We're looking for land at the moment. We're looking for land, 6 acres of land, to be able to build our own training facilities. We want to bring in an academy with a college. manage for the start of next season and engage with the community and involve the community in that. So we've got huge plans on and off the field, and we've got a five-year plan, and that plan is to play at the highest possible level, and hopefully that'll be the Football League. That's where we're going to try and get to.
And you're here for the long term as well?
Absolutely. I'm here until such a time as I'm no longer wanted here, and I'm not going to stop, and nor are the board of directors, to get Southport Football Club to where we believe it can be.